CRT Miners Music Radio Free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on. All right, we're back, folks, and our number again is 800-313-9443. Let's take a couple of calls for Dr. K and myself. All right, Fred is first in Iowa. Hello, Fred.
Hello, Rick and Dr. K. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, how you doing?
All right.
Actually, I'm almost ecstatic. I'll try to be very brief. To begin with, Rick, I am really overjoyed that when you quoted the verse, Hosea 4 and
6.
Verse 6, you completed
right.
It. In other words, everybody, most people say, my people,
I know.
Lack of knowledge, and then they stop.
Yes, that's right.
It goes
yeah.
on to, as you well know, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will
right.
also reject thee, that thou shalt be no me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
I'm very encouraged with your program so far. But I said this on a previous program. We do not need a king. We do not need a God-man. We do not need a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
We need a president that upholds the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and watch people's actions to see what they are. And it says in the Bible, you will know them by their fruit.
That's now, right.
Giving Trump a chance, okay, yes, let's give him a chance. But let's watch him as we should watch any official of our country. And that is see what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And give him a chance, and we'll see what his actions is and what fruit that he is providing.
Right, exactly. Spot on. You're spot on, Fred, and that is always the way. You know, when the scribes and Pharisees tried to tempt Jesus, they said his own words will condemn him, but he condemned them by their own words. Turn the tables on them. So that's the proof. Mm-hmm.
Because Christ knew the Bible, and the more right. people that are familiar with the Bible, they can stand off a lot of bad things. Anyhow,
wow, did you say something so important there? He knew it in his heart, and the people obviously have not internalized those words because
well,
they
I
are.
Don't wanna,
yeah,
I don't want to get
go
too
ahead.
Controversial here, but it's a pity and a shame that the vast majority of Christians are very unfamiliar with their Bible, and that is a detriment to them and our society and to the world.
Well, that's why they can be led so easily, you understand?
Completely
absolutely.
Bamboozled, you see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
all right,
well,
Fred, thank you for the call. Thank you, Fred.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Said it well. We'll stop there and go on to Jim in Chicago. Here he is. Jim, come on up.
All right. Dr. K, Rick, how you guys doing?
Doing good. Great. How you doing?
Pretty good. Couple of things. You know, even if Donald Trump is sincere, and I don't care for the man, first of all, where's the money going to come from? And second of all, there's enough information on him to blackmail him from here until the end of the end times.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what he did privately, but when he kissed Rudy Giuliano on the neck and grabbed his falsies when he was cross-dressing, maybe they do have something on him. But you make a great point. Where is the money going to come from?
Well, that's only a minor detail. Come on. You know where it's going to come from. Massive cuts in domestic programs, which at this late date on the dependency state level would be creating what? Riots in the streets. At the same time, increase the military budget, not only overseas, but domestically, so we can have a police state. I mean, that's going to be the way it's going to turn out, whether he intends it or not. It's not he who makes the decisions, but again, Jerusalem is the city
of end time. Jerusalem makes the decisions, a.k.a. the Rothschild clique and the Rockefeller.
There you go, Dr. Kennedy. You hit it. Jim, anything else?
Yeah, real quick. Don't you think, considering that we are broke, he's going to do like Roosevelt and start another major war?
Yeah. That's what I'm intimating, yes.
That's very possible.
You know.
Thanks. You know, even that's if Donald,
you can't rule that out.
Okay.
You know, all this, what's this dressing? Talk about dressing. What's this Islamophobia? This Islamic. Every 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would have happened had Donald Trump said, we are against all terrorists. I don't care if they're Zionist terrorists or Islamic terrorists or Catholic terrorists or what have you. And we are not going to continue to bail out all the nations of the world, including that tiny little strip in the Middle East. What do you think would have happened then?
Sanders would have been revived. I don't know. Somebody would have got in, but not him.
Yeah. Boy, I'm telling you. You know, he knows where the money trail is right under his feet. And everybody knows it. And Congress knows it. And all these phonies in Congress, like, Mitch McConnell, you know, they can all run for now. Who are they kidding? Yeah, we got Jack Reed here. Let me bring this up. I'm sorry to talk so much, Doc, but we don't have much time on a Saturday, and so I got so much to say in little time. We got Senator Jack Reed, who's on the Senate, you know, from Rhode Island, my state, on the Senate Armed Services Committee, and he reacts to Trump's speech, which was a great speech on pulling out of this nonsense of America last and let's be America first. So what does Jack Reed say? You know, here's what he says, essentially. Reed said that Trump must also know that his reputation of the phrase America first and the echoes it evokes of aviator Charles Lindbergh and U.S. isolationism. And that is a bad thing, you know. It's interpreted by many of our allies as a departure from, listen to this, a policy that has given us, quote-unquote, a great deal of leverage in the world. Now, what the heck does that mean? Can anybody explain that?
Yeah, just...
It's nonsense.
It is nonsense. But that's that doublespeak that the Jews like to publish this side, and they go with this side and keep everybody in turmoil and havoc, and like our friend that called, and then nobody goes back to the Word of God and uses that as their guide. Instead,
well, you know, it says in the Bible, when you need princes to rule over you, God will send you fools. So,
yeah.
I guess all right, thank you for the call.
Mike Pence says that Dick Cheney is the guy.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't heard that in a while. 10% approval, now we're back trying to crank him back up. So there you go. Mm-hmm.
He's someone to watch. All right, Wes in Idaho, come on up. Hi there, Wes.
Hello, Rick. Dr. K.
Hey, you doing?
Donald Trump made 13 speech reversals in that speech the other day. One of them is when he was saying they have been magnificent, which he had to say for proper decorum, talking about Obama. He was actually saying in reverse, wake up, smash the Fed. Also, once he said, I give my horse, when he's saying preserve, protect, defend the Constitution, a metaphor, a good one, of course. You can try and interpret that. I wanted to put out this scripture, 2 Chronicles 19:3. Should you help the wicked, and love those who hate the Lord, mm-hmm. and so bring wrath on you from the Lord. Let's encourage Donald Trump to investigate USS Liberty as well as, of course, 911.
And Nicole, USS Cole,
I was weeping when I saw Donald Trump and his wife walking down the middle of the street the other day. That was a truly beautiful thing, to have that much confidence and courage. And I'm glad to see that Jim Fetzer was incorrect, him saying for sure that they were going to get nuked. Thank you. Go next,
Colin. I mean, things are going well for the powerful elite right now, and they're going to bring down the curtain they want. All right, Wes, thank you for your call. Okay, we got to run now. Charlie in Los Angeles. Hello, you're up. Charlie, are you there?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi there, Charlie.
The comment somebody made, there's no money around. Well, there wasn't any money in the late 30s either, but when they decided to go to war against Hitler, money came out of the woodwork. I mean, it was everywhere. I mean, the whole country just mushroomed with money in every city for production plants for the war unit. I mean, they've got the money. They've got the money. They control the money. It's there.
They got the gold. You know, never mind the paper. They got the gold, the assets.
Yeah. Where is it?
The hard assets. Okay, go ahead, Joe. I'm sorry.
Yeah, all I'm just saying is that whatever they want to do, they can do. They've got the money.
So, I agree.
If they want to hold it back for another 5 years, they can do that. Or they can just flood the country with money and have an economic boom. It all depends on what they really want to do. Nobody knows. Trump's speeches and his America First and all this crap is just to keep him unpredictable. That's all it is.
That's just the Jews going in pizzazz.
America First, you know, the people that are behind Trump are the people that started World War II. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who stopped Hitler. So that's who's behind Trump.
That's exactly right.
Anyhow, it's just all to keep you keep them unpredictable. We'll find out what's going to happen with the country.
Plenty of chaos.
You know, Charlie, you're very observant and you think deep. And unfortunately, most Americans are not that deep thinkers. You know, they don't go that far.
There's 100 million Americans that are starry-eyed about this inauguration and this. Absolutely bamboozled.
Yeah, well, it's just the TV crowd. I mean, these are the people that watched him on The Apprentice. Americans are starstruck with their 15-second attention span. That's it. So, you know,
there you go.
It's the entertainment industry. Remember John Lennon? John Lennon said that the entertainment industry is just an extension of the Jewish people.
Yeah,
that's true.
That quote has been attributed to him. Yeah. All right, thank you very much, Charlie. Thanks for your call. Dave in New Jersey is up next. Hello, Dave. David, are you there?
Can you hear me?
All right, we can hear you now. Go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, great. I support Donald Trump. I continue to support him with cautious optimism. I pray that he's had a come-to-Jesus moment. This group that we call Zionists today are very clever. It caused a very convoluted, complicated system that if somebody is going to take them out, they need to do it within their system that they have created. And I pray that Donald Trump is working within that system to take them out. These are the same people, that Caiaphas and the Pharisees, they're the same group that crucified Jesus Christ. These people hate Jesus Christ. I pray that Donald Trump has had a come-to-Jesus moment. Jesus was a Jew, a real Jew, or a Hebrew, more accurately. Moses was a Hebrew.
Not a Jew.
David was a Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
These are flawed people that God uses.
David was flawed.
Moses.
Yes.
And I pray that Donald Trump is a messenger that God is using, although he's flawed. I just pray that he's had this come-to-Jesus moment. And that he can take these people out using their own system against them. He must be very clever in order to do this. So when we see that he's got children are married to Zionists, etc., I would sit back and wait and see what happens. That maybe he's using their own system against them.
That's all well and good. That would be nice if he had a real change of heart. The only thing is you've got to have the sword with you, the resources to do it. And when they've got the Pentagon and they've got the money and they've got the bullets and the bombs and the assassins, you've got to have that divine protection. And if you don't have that divine, shield on you and that buckler, good luck. That's all I can say.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for the call, Dave. All right. Kent in West Virginia is next. Hello, Kent.
Hey there.
There's a couple of people on the internet that write extensively. You know, I mean, we're talking almost daily about the goings on of our friends, our little allies, and very critically and very with extreme depth of knowledge. And I've communicated with both of them, and they are like when you mention like, well, there's ties with Netanyahu, it's like, that's just sort of like doesn't matter because they think they've won. In other words, they've created this alt-right thing as a creation of Breitbart, which is a creation of Israel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have all these other internet crowds creating this, whipping these people up into a fury, and they think they've won because they've got this Bannon in the White House who's a Zionist.
Yes.
And you see Bannon and this Kushner, who is Trump's shadow and is really going to run things, walking side by side. There's Kushner, the rabid Zionist, with his quote-unquote anti-Semitic sidekick, you know.
The ADL says that they're not happy, but they're
it's good show. It's good theater. You got to take the negative and the positive and make your own synthesis. And
there
that's
you
what
go.
They You know, you're right, Kent. You go right back into the scriptures, and you've got to know the bad figs from the good, and you've got to know how Satan's children are very cunning, very subtle, and they hiss like a snake, but they slurp around like a little butterfly. You know, they're like kind-hearted to your face, behind your back. They've got that stiletto blade, you know? It's deception. It's deception time, Kent, you know?
Let's bring the jobs back. Well, you know, if you remember, probably 50 years ago, 60 years, all the textile industry was in New England. And then they went down to, the southern states, and then they've gone from the southern states overseas.
Right.
I mean, with the jobs are coming back, are they going to come back to New England? They're not going to come back anywhere because, unless the government subsidizes them to pay Americans,
It's all hyperbole. Fake.
This country was built in the Constitution on the tariffs and so forth. Like it or not, the reality was you taxed the imports and so forth for a reason. You didn't tax corporations and you didn't tax individuals. This country taxes through the Israeli Revenue Service both. That's why you don't have savings anymore. You don't have savings accounts. You don't have anything but pure debt, and then you put it away in your IRAs and everything else you pay into that, and then guess what? Along comes a little Santa Claus in reverse, and he takes from you and gives to him his friends. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Kent. Thank you for your words of wisdom, my friend. All right. Good to hear from you. Now, we're going to have Art come on in the next segment. So, Art, welcome aboard. Say hello to Dr. K.
Hey, Mr. Art.
Hello, Dr. K. Hello, Rick.
Oh, God. Long time, my friend. How you been?
Good.
Good to have you. I'm going to bail out, Art, now that you take on the show with my friend. And
Dr. K, we hope nodisinfo.com will be put up within short order after that.
We're working on it. It's not been hacked, so that's good. So anyway, I had a nice post up there about the hoax shooter of the Fort Lauderdale scam, and also that the Zionists bombed their own bus with smoke bombs to make it look real and some other stuff. But it's down. But we'll get it back.
Well, the thing is, they use the server host servers to bring down something like your site,
and
this is how they operate.
Yep.
Freedom. All right, Dr. K. Thanks a lot. God bless. Bye bye. Now, all right, we'll come back with Art in Philly. He's back again, raring to go, folks. We shall return in just a few minutes.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
All right, folks, my dear friends and fellow Americans, I come to you with a heavy heart. My name is Lyndon Baines Johnson, and I'm here to represent you. And isn't that right, Hubert Horatio Humphrey?
Golly gee, ladies and gentlemen. I'm happy to be back in the White House elevator again.
All right. Sorry. Anyway, okay. Art, you're welcome to the program now, and I guess you're on the road currently, and what's up? What's up with you right now?
Well, actually, I'm on a landline, so it sounds better. Basically, I saw some of the protests today for the women's protests, and it's interesting to see communist Bolshevik activities right in the local communities where I live. You know, they were talking about, you know, obviously women's rights, planned genocide, and they want us to pay for it. Mm-hmm. They were talking about hate, you know, that code word, you know, the hate where mm-hmm. I protested, no place for hate, and for pointing out that the Anti-Defamation League was the sponsor of No Place for Hate, is a front mm-hmm. for organized crime, and I was registered as a hate criminal for pointing that fact out. Okay, they didn't mm-hmm. deny it. They just said, we want to shut you down and put you on a national database with these criminals. So then I'm also looking, they also had the signs there about, that Trump was backed by the communists, by Russia,
And it's like, who started that rumor? I think it was John McCain, the one who was married to Cindy Hensley, who's married into the Brothman Crime Syndicate. Oh, by the way, don't they own CNN? Yeah, they do. So here it is on the media.
Yeah, the Brothmans and the Israeli, comrades there, the Avi Novos and so forth, they do have quite a consortium of ownership there, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, and it shows. I mean,
And the other one who started it in Congress was Christine Pelosi, you know, the daughter of Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, the daughter. Right.
The mafia princes who... basically, whose grandfather was Tommy DeLisandro of Baltimore, who worked very closely with Lucky Luciano. So it's so obvious, you know, what's going on. Now, you know, what was said about Trump here earlier in the show, I agree with him. But we ought to at least give him a chance to see if he'll do something. He did say he's going to shut down the border.
That's all well and good, you know, but here's the problem. The problem I always reemphasize, it's not about Trump. It's about them waging war against us because they can dispose of Trump or they can keep him in. But what happens to America breaking up into the 10 regions that had been spoken about a long time ago by a Russian analyst himself, that America will be subjugated and it will be invaded by Russians, and we will have some major problems regardless of what anyone thinks or does from Washington, and particularly because of it. But you know what I'm saying is the end of the game is look at the people as economic advisors. Now they want to start talking about tariffs at this late date, China at this late date. You know, like it's like the horse has gotten out of the barn. You know, when the horse is out of the barn, how do you get him back in, Art? You know, that's the question. Do you?
Yeah.
Can you?
Well, the fact we're talking about it, the fact that you still have freedom to talk about it means it's not too late. Okay.
No. And, you know, we're here another week. I entertain all points of view, as you know. So, I mean, people could propose, you know, likely or probable takedowns, assassinations, and so forth. And I just think we go over the edge, some of us, sometimes when we predict these things that you cannot predict. You just cannot predict that this group, this cabal, is going to do what you think they're going to do because they change their plans. And sometimes they throw these things out as false flags, like Alex Jones, people like that. You know, we can't just make these statements. Just wait and see and watch and prepare. And, you know, you've done that very eloquently yourself. You know, you don't go out on a limb and make these far-fetched predictions or all sorts of, prophecies from on high. So I think we have some degree of respectability here because of that, you know.
Right. And just, you know, I didn't put this in No Place for Corruption yet, but you do the research on the foundation of an oil company called Humble Oil, which became ExxonMobil. And how did it start? It had a close relationship with Del Webb, the guy who built the Flamingo Casino there for Bugsy Siegel.
Wow.
And now who do we have now as the head of the U.S. Department of State? Rex Tillerson.
There you go.
CEO of Exxon.
Right. Yeah, Tillerson. All right, we've got a break, Art. We'll come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
And we are back now with Art in Philly. Don't forget, his website is noplaceforcorruption.com. One word, noplaceforcorruption.com. And as you were saying about ExxonMobil and Mr. Tillerson, he come from that mob. Looks like they do make some interesting bedfellows, these fellows, don't they?
Yes. If you do the research, you go back in the 30s in the formation of Humble Oil and the relationship with Del Webb. You can start seeing it from there and progress forward. Now, the other thing that Trump already signed was repealing Obamacare, or at least one of the executive orders to that effect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can give you some insight into that, how it really works from having to deal with it, unfortunately.
Okay.
If you have a family, say you got just a two-person family, each making $36,000 a year, you do not qualify for Obamacare, all right? So the cutoff for two people is $71,000. So what happens is a silver plan is roughly around $800 a month, which is about $20,000 a year. So the result is, as a result of that, what happens is the couple has to pay back any Obamacare benefits they got. And if you look at it, $20,000 out of a $72,000 income is 27% of their mm-hmm. earnings. It's one-third, okay? Now, one of the things that slipped through the cracks in Obamacare is these health insurance companies basically jacked up their rates big time. It went from, mm-hmm. like, being you know, $250 to $450 for just basically a catastrophic insurance plan. Now it's up to $650.
Right.
If you get any decent insurance, you're up to $850. So what Obamacare did for us is basically tacked on an additional $300 to $500 a month per person for health insurance. And people don't realize that because they think they're getting the subsidies, which all phase out when you hit $105,000. The other thing about it is you have to do a joint tax return. So if you had those two people making $36,000 each, what happens is their combined income, the additional it goes up to $72,000. The last $25,000 goes in a higher tax bracket, so they're going to have to pay, I think it's roughly from 15 to 23%. An additional $2,000 in federal taxes, whereas if they filed separate, they would be lower, saving themselves $2,000. So I'd say good riddance to Obamacare. It doesn't really help the middle class.
And that's great, and that would be wonderful, because it is unconstitutional, you know, despite what the Supreme Court said, has no place in the federal budget, none whatsoever, but neither does anything else when you come right down to it. This whole Medicare system, you know how it started? You know, it really became official under Johnson, the war on poverty and so forth. Well, poverty won, hands down. My congressman, and I wasn't even aware then, I was too young, but it was named, his name was Amy Foran from the 1st Congressional District of Rhode Island. Amy Foran. And then he was, I think his successor was Mr. Fogarty, Congressman Fogarty. And both of them were pioneers in this whole movement to establish the Medicare system and the Social Security income, the FICA tax, to be used for many of these ventures into the whole business of socialized medicine. So that now, and it's a very sad thing, but you see, this was planned years and years ago, going back to before Roosevelt, that we would have to have this income tax in 1913. Then we would set up later on the tax-exempt foundations, set up the business of income tax personally, especially for the war years, and those state income taxes that followed the federal income tax for individuals grew and grew and grew and grew and grew. I think Florida is one state that does not have a state income tax, as far as I know. But all these states, you know, and New Hampshire probably too as well. Now, the last the whole point is that we have growing involvement in the so-called health industry, art. We have more government than ever before, more payments, more Medicaid, more of this, and it has to blow up. The point is everybody will, you know, within a certain income level, will now have to be under that single-payer system, or the whole nation has to have a national health insurance program, because now everything is just out of control. And it started with a little tiny seed in the ground, and it grew and grew and grew until now it's a monstrous tree. And you see how things start? Good intentions. It started after World War II with Blue Cross, Blue Shield, you know, for the very poor, the most indigent of people, and it grew and grew, and then guess what? Now the middle class can't afford it. They just can't afford it anymore with the family. So that's where we're at today.
Right. That's by the way, Blue Cross Blue Shield is a major supporter of the Anti-Defamation League No Place for Hate program.
Sure.
So they're directly aligned with the Jewish mafia. Okay. So, and also, who got the healthcare.gov contracts? First one was CGI. Capgemini Associates. They were one of the people involved with the 86 Tax Reform Act under Reagan. When I talked to Congressman Dick Schultz about that, he says, we knew the mafia sponsored it, and they were one of the 12 sponsors. Then after they messed it up, who got the contract? Accenture. Again, the same guys who basically messed up Arthur Anderson over there, Exelon. So we've had criminals, you know, basically getting these contracts. And by the way, if you're basically a male, hey, you don't qualify for a government contract, but you get to work for these mafia controlled vendors who are getting all the deals there. It's kind of right, yeah. Right. And we can thank, that's one of the things Lyndon Baines Johnson did. We got to basically celebrate diversity by creating reverse racism, which is what they've done.
And, I agree. No, every socialist tree is always a small, bud in the ground. And when it grows, it grows, it grows. And unfortunately, it has, grown to the point now where it cannot be trimmed anymore. It cannot be cut. It either has to be uprooted or a major replacement has to take place because, like the bad seeds, or the bad figs in Jerusalem, they spread and spread and spread their roots until finally everything is taken over. Now, this woman DeVos of the Amway Corporation, her husband Rick DeVos, is a big supporter, DeVos actually, V-O-S-S, of the whole business of individual initiative, and that's all well and good. But as Department of, education, she definitely is a proponent of this whole charter school movement in America. But again, there's a department, the DOE, that should not exist. Reagan said he would abolish it. He would move to do it and the Department of Energy into the ground. And neither one was abolished under Reagan. So I don't know what your thoughts are about her, about DeVos, but, there's another example of we accept more socialism, and then the conservatives are defending the socialism that they once opposed. You see what I'm saying? It's preposterous.
Right. Well, it's simply follow where the money is. There's 10 to 20 times as much money spent on public school education, K-12, mm-hmm. as there is in the federal budget.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the nice thing is they're privatizing that through the charter schools. Who's one of the major supporters of that? The Annenberg Foundation, run by the Chicago Syndicate, and Michael Milliken through K-12.com. Again, a convicted felon tied in with the Syndicate. So who's getting the contracts? Okay, and then why is it that one as a taxpayer is then tied into losing your house at the risk of foreclosure to pay for a privatized school run by the Syndicate? Yeah, that's really what they're asking. I said, you want to charter school? Great idea. Charge tuition and get off the taxpayers' dolls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I agree. I agree fully. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not going to do that. And we got, in my own backyard, we have the unions, the NEA and the AFT, of course, opposing the whole charter school movement because it's taking money away from the poorer performing public schools. But the reality is that it started with public schools. They don't perform except they serve as breeding grounds for a bunch of nasty kids who, just cannot be contained, in a zoo-like environment. So then they come up with charter schools. And as you point out so well on No Place for Corruption, here they are running the asylum. They are profiting from that enterprise, and it calls into question the whole business of what do taxes exist for? They exist to support these failed institutions like the government schools, and it isn't going to stop. It is out of control. People are taxed to the limit now. It has to end. It just has to end when it collapses, because I can tell you from personal experience, Art, a close relative of mine works for the union in the city of Providence, and he says the schools have ended suspensions in Providence. They don't suspend kids anymore. They assault teachers, they fling chairs, they do whatever they want, and the teachers are putting in claims of injuries. This is going on all the time. It's not reported in the papers or the media, but it's a zoo. The schools in Providence do not teach. The schools are a total zoo environment, and you know what? As long as the teachers get their money, they get their pensions, nobody says boo. Nobody.
But also realize that the Syndicate is sabotaging the public schools. They do it with No Child Left Behind, No Place for Hate, mm-hmm. privatized leasing of school buses, Laidlaw and First Student, school lunch programs run by ARA, as an mm-hmm. example. These are all, right. Basically tied in with the Chicago Boys.
Sure.
And I mean, there's also Common Core. These are all things to basically sabotage public education to make charter schools more viable. Okay,
And the only one doesn't have any, and one who doesn't have any voice on it is the private homeowners who are paying for this darn garbage.
That's the bottom line. They can no longer afford it or sustain it. Not to mention the businesses that have to pay the taxes in the communities to support that illiteracy or semi-literacy in the public school system. So it's extortion. It's a monopoly. It's extortion. It's blackmail, and it's theft.
Right. And we're going to see the outcome of this probably in the state of New Jersey first, where I've heard Governor Christie talk about it, saying that it's gotten to the point that the taxes are so high in New Jersey that either we have to foreclose on basically people lived in their homes for, 30-plus years of their lives, or basically take a tax cut to not pay as much in the cost for running a school. Mm-hmm. So how much further can it go when they're basically taxing the elder community out of their homes? You know, you can't go much farther. So in the Northeast, places like New York, like you say, Providence, even my area, it's getting out of hand. But I think really the solution is we have to go back to the local communities running the schools and get all these criminals out of there. We need RICO. We need a strong RICO enforcement to basically prosecute these guys. Look at the guy from Turkey. I get his, what was his name, Ergun, who was running a private school in the Poconos. And he's using that money to start, working with the intelligence community to, foment unrest over in Turkey.
In Turkey, yeah, right.
Yeah. All right, that's our charter schools in Pennsylvania working to foment a civil, basically a revolt in another country. Is that right. What we should be using the mortgages, mortgage taxes on properties for?
Well, it's a cash cow, I guess, for the mob, for the mafia
right.
There, yeah.
Right.
All right, let's take a call. Jeff in Idaho is a caller waiting to speak to us. Hello, Jeff. Come on up.
Hey, guys. Yeah, great conversation. Art, that worked last year. I was trying to get you to help me with his long lines of this, which you just said. This is the fake Masonic Albert Pike World War III is what you just discussed from the guy in Pennsylvania. They're the mullahs that were essentially trying to set up World War III that kind of stopped when Donald Trump got elected. But here's the deal I wanted to talk to you about. All these items of, Rick talked earlier, import taxing, needs to be put in place because the Pharisees have been using this free market model of taxing worldwide to destroy all these economies. Would you be able to look at some stuff if I send you and give some comments along the lines of what you've done in the past, 10 minutes, for all the RICO solutions?
Sure. Send it to Rick, and he'll forward it to me. Okay?
I'll do that.
Just send it to me in an email, all right?
Yeah,
all right,
I will.
One question.
And what it deals with, Art, is essentially everything that you've talked in the past 30 minutes, it's how we get the mafia out of the current system to save it.
Yeah. Here's one right there. You probably know about Coeur d'Alene, right? Did you ever see NPR run by the Annenberg Syndicate showing how we're going to basically provide diversity to Coeur d'Alene and we're going to fight the hate there with the boys from La Raza coming up there?
Right
by the Chicago Syndicate boys, the Jewish mafia, the Annenberg.
Well, here's the thing that pissed me off is that they let Obama fly with the cost of Air Force One to the Annenbergs down in Palm Springs on the last day he left yesterday. Okay?
Right. Yeah.
I'm just telling you that all the stuff that you work on is exactly what's needed for the Trump administration to basically emasculate the real RICO mafia. That's our deal. If he goes with that direction, then we know to support him. If he doesn't, then we know he's a fraud.
Right. And also realize Obama rose to power through No Child Left Behind, run by the Annenberg Syndicate. So it's no surprise he decides to take residence in Palm Springs right next to the Annenberg Foundation.
Correct. Right. That was my whole deal. You answered my question for me, Art. Thanks, and have a great day, okay?
You got it.
Excellent. Thank you for calling in. Also, one of the things that I want to introduce before our quick coming break here is that I have referenced this man who is a former journalist in Germany who is working for German intelligence, which is the CIA, the Mossad, and basically he was just found dead just a few short days ago, a couple of days or so ago, and I referenced him on one of the videos on my program, The Deadly Experiment, which is seen and shown on YouTube. We have a new one up this week. His name is Udo Ulfkott, a very brave journalist who finally decided that at his age, and his, I guess he was near 60, decided to come clean and talk about all of these fake news stories that he was a part of. Now, he's found dead. There have been a few others that have been either assassinated or found dead. And the the body count keeps growing. And this is what I'm saying. Trump is alive. These people are dead. Supposedly, I believe it. I can't prove or disprove anything at this point. But that's the reports that I am getting. And we've used him. We've used his whole video up on YouTube. And you can look him up. Udo, U-D-O. And it's Ulfkott, U-L-F-K-O-T-T-E. Very brave man. Now, he's found dead, and he was about to blow a few more whistles. Unfortunately, he can't now. But, all right, folks, we'll come back, and we'll take a quick call or two. Rick Adams and Art from Philly on this Saturday program.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information. This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck. Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Good Rick Adams and Art from Philly, and we are back again, so we'll see. I know we have the rabbi on the phone, would like to chime in briefly, and here he is, John from Little Rock. How are you,
Hello,
John?
Hello, friend. Rick, I got three questions here. I'm going to run through them quick.
Go ahead.
My new name now, number one, is $38 billion. Number two, I want to invite Dr. K to my radio show, which I'll be doing at 4 o'clock. I'll send the information to the board. And finally, number three, Trump, by the time he gets out of office, if he don't recognize the USS Liberty and their surviving member, then he's not the president that I thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Three questions.
All right. Well, those are three good points.
Take them off there.
All right.
I'll send the board about Dr. K.
We got the information or his number, and you know how to write to him. Actually, you can just send him an email, and I'll send him one too. All right.
All right. I'm going on the air at 4 o'clock my time.
Well, I don't know if he can do it today. He may be doing another program, but you do it on every Saturday at 4?
Yeah.
Well, you can have him on. If not today, how about next Saturday?
Well, I do podcasts upon request.
All right, well, so, we'll just put you in touch and work it out. That's all. Work it out. Between
Radio Occupied America. That's the name of my show.
What is it?
The German word for America with a K.
Okay.
Radio Occupied America. The German word for America with a K.
Yes. Good. That's great. All right, thank you for
Shalom.
That, John.
$38 billion.
Shalom. Very good. Well, anyway, we still have a couple of minutes left, Art, and... All I can do is give you the floor because I just have hogged so much of the show. And go ahead. If you have other points you want to bring up, do it now.
All right. I think we covered most of the points already through the show here. If you have other callers, I can listen to them if you want me to bring
up. No, right now I have no other callers. So you have the last couple of minutes or so to sum up, make some points about what is happening in your neck of the woods and what we need to do as a people.
What we need to do as a people is to realize that we got to stand together. And these people who are supporting these protests today, supporting feminazism, supporting basically killing babies, planned genocide, supporting hate, supporting the anti-defamation like part of the Chicago Syndicate, need to be aware of what they're really supporting. Okay, and if you want to protest, there's lots of things to protest in this country, such as why are we sending our people off in the wars to fight the Middle East for Israel? Is there anything in Israel or in the Middle East that's worth the blood of American people? I say no. And I think with respect to that, I hope that Trump does some of the things where basically we use the resources of America in natural energy rather than going over there. For instance, if we just spent a fraction of the energy of the money that was spent in the Middle East in those wars, we have what they call frozen methane near Bermuda. There's a 1,000-year supply of frozen methane there for the entire United States. That would it's only 100 miles from the coast of Florida. We could have exploited that for a small fraction of what we spent on these wars over there. So right. If that was a war for energy, it was an absolute big folly. It was had nothing to do with that.
That's a good point. Yeah, my parting shot would be this. Take a dollar bill out of your wallet. Look at the back of it. And what do you see? You see the pyramid, the all-seeing eye of Illuminism. You see that pyramid and what it represented, instituted again under the Roosevelt regime. When I see that pyramid come off that dollar bill, then I'll have more faith in all of these people, okay? How's that, Art?
Thank you.
Thank you, Art, for your participation, Dr. K. Folks, we'll see you, God willing, next Saturday. Until then, Yahweh bless his elect.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. Did you know? 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Tim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature.
Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplements.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.